2 Chronicles, chapter 15. And the Spirit of God came on Azariah the son of Oded. And he went out to see Asa, and he said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long time Israel was without the true God, and without a priestly teacher, and without the law. But when they were in straits, they returned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he was found by them. But in those times there was no peace to anyone going about their business, because there was much turmoil over all the inhabitants of the various countries. And nation was routed by nation, and city by city, for God so motivated them with all adversity. So you, be strong, and do not let your hands droop, because there is a reward for your labour. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy, Oded being the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominations from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had taken in the mountainous country of Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of the Lord which was in front of the Lord's portico. And he gathered the whole of Judah and Benjamin, and those temporarily resident with them, from Ephraim and Manasseh, and from Simeon, for they flocked to him from Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. And they gathered in Jerusalem in the 3rd month in the 15th year of Asa's reign, and they sacrificed to the Lord on that day. They brought from the spoil 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And everyone who would not seek the Lord God of Israel would be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore to the Lord in a loud voice, and with a shout, and with trumpets, and with ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, because they swore wholeheartedly, and they sought him with all their will, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all round. And as for Maacah too, King Asa's mother, he excluded her from being queen mother, because she had made a monstrosity for the phallic park. And Asa cut her monstrosity down, and pulverized it, and burnt it at the Kidron brook. But the idolatrous raised sites were not removed from Israel, yet Asa's heart was sincere all his days. And he brought his father's holy articles, and his own holy articles, to the house of God, silver and gold and equipment. And there was no war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.